Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive with us. Today we'll be exploring the STEM Titans Junior Program, and specifically the Architects Blueprints to Building module. Now this one is designed for kindergarten to second grade, but you know, honestly, I think anyone could get something out of seeing how this program approaches introducing architectural concepts. So are you ready to dive in and see how they make learning about building fun for these young learners?
Absolutely. I'm really impressed by how this module balances giving kids that structured framework to learn within while also letting them be creative. You know, it's that kind of learning that feels like play, but it's secretly sneaking in some serious STEM skills.
Exactly. And they achieve that by splitting the module into two main parts. First, you have blocks and blueprints where kids learn to read, you know, those classic architectural drawings.
Yeah.
And they actually get to turn them into real structures using blocks.
Oh, it's like they're cracking a code, right? They learn that a flat image on a piece of paper can represent an entire building. That's some serious spatial reasoning going on there at such a young age.
For sure. And that leads perfectly into part two, architecture builds.
Mm-hmm.
Here, they swap out the blocks for these cool plastic panels, and they get to tackle a bunch of design challenges. Mm-hmm. And these challenges get progressively harder.
Now that's where the real problem solving kicks in. They're not just following instructions anymore. They're really starting to think like architects, figuring out how to make their structures stable and interesting, but also functional.
Right. And to help them with all of this, both parts of the module come with these really neat physical kits. We've got the blocks and blueprints kit and the I Can Build It architecture set. Lots of hands-on stuff, which is always great for engaging younger kids.
Speaking of hands-on, there are a ton of activity cards in these kits to guide the learning. The blocks and blueprints kit alone has something like 20 activities, and some of the cards are even double-sided, so there's plenty to keep these little architects busy.
And it's not just about keeping them busy, right? Did you notice how those architecture activities get trickier as they go along?
Yeah.
I think that's such a smart way to build their skills up, but also their confidence at the same time.
Absolutely. That's a key learning principle called scaffolding. You know, it's all about giving them just the right amount of support at first, but then gradually stepping back and letting them take on more as they become more capable. You actually see this everywhere from learning to ride a bike to tackling those complex math concepts.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even with all these activities planned out, the program doesn't leave facilitators hanging. They specifically recommend that facilitators watch the video tutorials and look over the guides before they even start.
Which is so important, I think. It's like they're saying, hey, we want you to feel comfortable and confident when you're guiding these young minds through their architectural adventures.
Exactly.
It is. And there's another little detail that caught my eye that also speaks to this idea of nurturing a growth mindset. Remember how they encourage kids to create what they call renderings of their builds? Basically, their drawings.
Oh, yeah. And they even encourage them to compile those renderings into a little design portfolio.
Yeah.
So it's like they're taking that hands-on building experience and then adding a layer of reflection on top of it and a way to document what they've learned and what they created.
It's brilliant. By encouraging them to visualize their designs and then record them in this way, it teaches them to really think critically about their work, to look for areas where they could maybe improve, and then to celebrate all the progress they've made. And that's what a growth mindset is all about, right?
It is. And you know, who knows, maybe by looking back on those renderings later on, it might even spark some new ideas for future builds.
Exactly. It's like planting that seed for continuous learning and exploration. The most important thing is just to cultivate that sense of curiosity and be open to trying new things.
That's a great takeaway. But you know what's still bugging me are those good talking points on that white insert page. I'm dying to know what they actually say.
Me too. Maybe that's a little mystery we'll have to solve on our own time.
Challenge accepted. But for now, I think we need to start wrapping up this deep dive. So what is the one big takeaway you want to leave our listeners with today?
I think for me, the biggest takeaway is just the power of hands-on learning and how it can be applied to, you know, really any age and any subject. This whole Architects Blueprints to Building module is such a perfect example of that.
That is the perfect note to end on. Thanks for joining us, everyone, for another deep dive, and we'll catch you next time for another adventure into the world of knowledge.